taxes.
A couple more questions here for you, Frank. When we look at 2010, 2008 was a banner year for Democrats, 2010 a banner year for Republicans. Where do you see 2012 going?
Well, nobody knows right now. Anybody that tells you they know what's going to happen next year is just guessing. It's hard to say right now. It's a very, very volatile year. What we can say is that the public remains very, very dissatisfied with the state of play, certainly in the nation's capital, and with government and legislators generally. So how that is going to wind up playing out, we don't know right now. History does tell us that the party in power normally suffers the most if the public is sour on the current state of affairs, and the party in power is the party that controls the White House. But I say to Candace, let's not rely on historical factors. Let's talk about good policy. Let's talk about how we reform education, how we reform health care, how we keep taxes low, how we finally start to create jobs. No job creation in this country, no economic growth. We've got to get that going. Let's talk about those issues, and then we'll see where the election is.
Can we do that with sort of the tone that's out there? I mean, American politics always sort of had that rough and tumble feel to it. But it seems nowadays when a lot of folks will just turn on television, they'll just see those guys in Washington just yelling and screaming, and the public just becomes totally disinterested.
Well, feelings are running high on both sides. There's no question about that. And you're quite correct. Our politics can be loud. It can be divisive. And some people are turned off by that process. But we eventually work ourselves through to some sort of a consensus. I think all we can say is, as leaders of either party, let's do our best to keep the rhetoric down and to focus our disagreements on policy. And I think if we do that, I have every confidence we'll be able to work through this problem.
Final question. You folks think you'll be able to hold on to the gains that GOPAC has helped make at the state level in 2012?
Well, we had a banner year in 2010. We now have more Republican legislators than at any time since 1928, over 4,000. So that's a lot of legislators to protect. So you would expect that there would be some erosion from that. But I believe that we're developing good records at the state level. I think once people have a chance to see what Republicans are trying to do at the state level, they understand and will be supportive. There are a number of Republican governors that have launched major changes in how the state does its business. They originally suffered a setback in popularity as a result of that, but now it's coming back. Governor Christie in New Jersey is gaining popularity again. Ronald Reagan used to say, let's do the right thing and the politics will take care of themselves. And I still think that's good advice.
Frank Donatelli, GOPAC. Frank, thank you very much for taking a few moments to talk with us.
Thanks very much.